connects the community. Highlight someone doing something positive. Email us today, stories@cwfnetwork.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Much King, and you're now tuned into the CWF Network.
The wire connecting music lovers around the world. You're listening to Off, to Off, to Off, to Off, to Off.
Giving you a dose of R&B with the click of the play button.
I'm your host, Deluxe Dave.
Just connecting your cord to aux.
What's going on, all of my music lovers out there? It is your boy, Deluxe Dave, here with a brand new episode of aux. If you are listening to aux right now, aux is that R&B podcast for music lovers just like you who like to listen to music from the past to the present, and then you give me your highlights on what you thought about the music that I've talked about in that episode. You can only find shows just like this on the CWF Network. We are the network that brings you big content in small pieces. Well, it is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic to be back working on a brand new episode of aux today. And I'm very, very excited to be back because I had to take a little time away from the normal and the monotonous. You know, I was furloughed from my job and I had to take time to have a mental reset because I had worked at this job for 5 years. And when you get into a routine and you get used to something, breaking out of that is very difficult, especially with a job like this, and having to reset and go look for something else until they call you back to work it's quite challenging. So I wanted to take time and not think about any of that. I took time, went down to Florida, visited two of my very good friends, and it was an amazing, amazing time. I had a great time with my best friend and also a very, very special friend of mine in Florida. We had a wonderful, wonderful time, and I really, really enjoyed that I could get away from it all and really soak in and get the reset that I needed to come back and give y'all some brand new episodes. So I even hopped off of IG and Facebook because I felt like being on social media sometimes can be distracting and can take you away from your focus. And even though I really have not done much, you know, towards trying to find something new, it still's great to be away from that because it gives you a clear mind and it lets you know like what you can do in the meantime until you find, you know, your next place of work or the next level of what you want to go to. So it's been a wonderful time doing that. But this episode specifically today is about none of the above. It's about an upcoming holiday, or yes, what we call a holiday, which is Halloween. Now, me personally, I never celebrated Halloween. I came from, like I said, a Christian home, and I am still Christian. So, I mean, it's not that we don't, you know, like to celebrate it, but it was always like a harvest party for me. It wasn't like Halloween. We called it a harvest party. So we would get together, we would dress up as Bible characters, we would do different things where we would have a little hayride or we would do different fall type things, but it was never celebrating the holiday of Halloween. So I never really like dressed up as Freddy or Jason or any of the other Halloween characters. It was just, you know, we're going to celebrate this harvest party. We're going to celebrate fall being here. So I never really celebrated it. So when I say Halloween, or the music that I'm going to talk about today is basically specifically Halloween type music, or like a type of spooky type theme that a song had, but it's not necessarily about Halloween. Now, this first song that I'm going to mention today is specifically about like Halloween. It's right, like straight up the Halloween alley. And it was a song from Michael Jackson called Thriller. Now, I remember going back to New York a long time ago, long, long, long time ago with my cousin. I was there with my uncle, and my cousin Dwight and me were there in upstate New York. And I remember visiting them in the summertime, and we used to go to Albany and we used to go to their house. And like, it was really, really like upstate is way, way different than like New York City. So we would go up there. They had like a little garden in the back where they grew like green beans and we could pick them off the stock. It was like, it was different, but it was something that I was able to do in the summertime to like give my mom a break, you know, and give my mom and dad a break and let me go up here and hang out with my uncle. So I went there and I remember my cousin Dwight pulling out this VHS tape. I wonder if he still has it somewhere hidden away, but it's probably worth a lot of money today. It was a VHS of the making of Thriller and the entire music video of Thriller. And that was the first time I'd ever heard the song Thriller. And that was the first time that I saw the video. Not to say that I was like totally scared out of my mind, but the scariest part to me of that song is basically the very ending when that man does that evil, evil, evil laugh. I think his name was Vincent Price, I think. But he does this really, really evil, evil laugh. And then Michael turns around with them yellow eyes at the very end. And that creeped me the heck out. Like, I was totally freaked out. The whole video in general was genius. But, like, the dancing and everything was great. But the song is a creepy, creepy, creepy song. Like, from the time that I listened to Thriller, and even still today, like, it is in history, in the history books, Thriller is, like, the most... Like, it is it's the Halloween song. Like, no other song has compared to really Thriller. And to come from somebody like Michael Jackson, to have it on that magnitude and that level that the song was on, I think the video did it, like, a lot more justice than the song, because, like, the video really intensifies what the meaning of the song is, because you can't really think about the song Thriller without thinking about the video and that red jacket and, you know, him turning into a werewolf, all of that stuff. So Thriller, to me, is, like, one of the top Halloween, like, spooky songs that I can think of, that I can remember from back in the day, that I still, like, it's still on the top of the charts, and I think it's one of, like, the best-selling singles ever from that, or albums of that time. I don't know if anybody's beat that record because of all the different things we have going on within the music industry with, you know, charts and how that goes with Billboard and all of that. It's changed a lot. But Michael's album sold. That Thriller album sold copies, not just streams and downloads. That was copies. That's how it got to be where it is. So Thriller, definitely my top. Now, the second one I'm going to talk about wasn't really a Halloween song. And again, I think whenever you add a visual aspect to a song, it intensifies the way that a song is portrayed. But when you first hear this song, when I before even seeing the video, I always listen to an album before I watch a visual. Beyonce came out with her self-titled album, Beyonce, and there was a song that was on this album called Haunted. Now, Haunted, when I first listened to it, like I said, I listened to the album before I watched the video. Beyonce has a way of really getting the good girl Beyonce. She gives that really well. And then she's able to really give us a darker version of herself. We've seen that many, many times with many of her songs and her videos. This has to be one of the darkest ones out of her entire catalog, though. So I really, like, if I was to gravitate towards something for, like, a Halloween type style, it would be this song, Haunted. Like, I still really don't know the total meaning of the song Haunted. It has a theme of, like, wanting to reach a person that maybe is haunting her soul or her spirit. Maybe it's somebody that she loved in the past that may have attached themselves, and she feels like that whole feeling is kind of haunting her over time. So I've never really got the context behind it. The video is really, really out there. It's just all of these different images and everything like that we're seeing pop up that are pretty dark. I mean, but it goes by what your definition of dark is. Like, some people may be like, oh, that's nothing. Because I can sit here, like I say, and watch certain Halloween films on, like, DVD. Or yes, I still watch DVDs. Or I'll watch it on Netflix or Hulu or something like that, and it won't bother me at all. Now, I say I can watch stuff like Final Destination. I can watch stuff like The Omen, The Exorcist. Those are fine. But when we start getting into, like, really crazy stuff like maybe The Conjuring, or maybe another Amityville Horror or something crazy like that. See, now, when you start getting into that crazy, creepy stuff that's, like, kind of realistic, but you don't know if it's real or not, like, I can't even. Like, I need a little bit of comedy with it. Like, Final Destination's kind of funny. Like, that's not funny to see people die, but I'm just saying it's so outrageous that it's not believable. So when you start getting into the more believable stuff, yeah, I'm going to back away a little bit because that's a little bit creepy. So there's a way of balancing it out. So it all depends on what you look at as scary. So some people might see Haunted as just regular, okay, that's a cool video. But some people might see that as totally, like, okay, like, this is not what I'm used to. This is a little bit dark. So it all goes on what it depends on what how you see it. So I would say check it out. If you have never, I'm sure you've seen Haunted. Like, it's so old by now. Like, you must have seen it. But if you have not seen Haunted, go watch the video, listen to the music first, and watch the video, and then tell me what you think about the two when you compare them. Like, is the song as creepy as when you watch the video, or does that intensify it? Let me know. The last artist that I want to mention today is the artist by the name of Rihanna, or Robin Fenty, as you know, I'm seeing more Robin Fenty come out now than Rihanna, which I love. Let me just mention, I love. And this came from one of my favorite Rihanna albums called Good Girl Gone Bad, and it still is one of my favorites. Every time I listen to that album from front to back, it's like every song on that album was a hit. And the more I like listen to it, I'm like, man, you really were doing your thing, Rihanna, even back from this album. For that to be like your second album, it was unbelievably amazing, and she impressed me with that. But this song was actually on the deluxe version of Good Girl Gone Bad, and it was from the Rihanna Reloaded album. So it is the deluxe version of Good Girl Gone Bad, and it is a song called Disturbia. Now, Disturbia is not really, like I said, it's not meant to be a creepy song, because it actually, when I'm listening to it, actually deals in the elements of the addiction, or how drugs can overtake or alter your mindset. So it really is a genius twist on how to talk about drug-related things. And so when you watch the video, Disturbia, and you listen to the words, yes, you may be able to get some of the imagery that she put within Disturbia from that. But even though it looks kind of creepy, the video itself of Disturbia, I still got the message and what's trying to come through with that. And when you think about it, yes, some types of drugs can be a scary type thing. You have very scary experiences, from what I've heard. Let me just throw that out there. From what I've heard, you have more scary experiences with that. So I thought it was a very genius twist. And the more I think about it, I said, that was brilliant, Rihanna. You came out with it around Halloween time. You came out with the song, but the song has something totally different to do with than just being afraid. It's afraid of what can happen to you mentally. And I thought it was very, very, very smart. Just like I was talking about the mental reset earlier, this is a song about your mental health. So when I think about it, I'm like, man, Rihanna, were you really out here doing these genius things way back then? So I always have to give her more props every single time. The more that I think about her as an artist, I said she was really out here giving knowledge to her music. And that's what I really, really love about the writing. Whoever wrote that song, genius. If she had anything to do with the writing of that song, it's genius. So I really enjoyed that. So let me know what some of your favorite spooky or Halloween type songs are that you go to when you want to be a little frightened, because there is some music out there that can quite frighten you. It does not have to be in my same vein. I tried to stay in the vein of like pop R&B type. You can venture out if you want to, but I would really love to know and love to hear from you. So if you call or text the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350, we will make sure that your response is included on the next episode, so you can let me know if I missed anything or if there was some important song that I may have skipped over that may have blown all of these three artists that I mentioned out of the water. Let me know. Also, you can follow the CWF Network on Instagram at CWFP_. That's where we have plenty of content there, and you can listen to some of the other shows that the network offers also. Also, you can follow me, Deluxe Dave, on Instagram at DeluxeDave. I would love to have some new followers. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this brand new episode of Aux. Also, remember, you guys, please get out there and vote. I made sure that I went out and voted the first day that there was early voting here in NC, and I want to make sure you all's voices are heard. So please, please get out there and vote. This is a very, very important election, and no matter how the election goes, we need to make sure that we are getting the proper people in place, whether it be in the Senate, whether it be in the Congress. We need to make sure that we have people that are caring about us within that realm. So make sure you get out there and vote. November 3rd is the final day to vote. If you can get out there and early vote, go ahead and do it. If you've already mailed in your ballots or voted, I'm giving you two thumbs up. You can't see me do it, but the thumbs are up right now. Thank you so much for contributing to the world around you. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Aux. Make sure you remember there is so much great music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I gave you the Aux chord, would you know what to do with it? Till next time, see y'all around.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.